start off with Shanti Mantra from Samaveda. Samaveda has two Upanishads, Chandogya and Talavakara Upanishads. Both of them starts with the same peace mantra. The meaning of this one, may we realize the presence of all pervading principle. May we realize that principle which pervades everywhere. With that, may I be infused with good eyesight. May I have a very good eyesight, good hearing, good breathing, and all the senses, may they be infused with energy, bubbling with energy. All the limbs should be working properly. Why this one is required? May I realize the presence of the Lord, that whatever scriptures we are reading, it is talking about that all-pervading principle. May I realize the purpose of my reading of the scriptures. The essence of all scriptures, it is talking about that principle. May I realize that one. And if I am successful in my life, out of arrogance, may I never denounce the presence of that one. Not to claim that I did that one. I never denounce the presence of all-pervading principle. At the same time, may the all-pervading principle never denounce me. There should be a good bonding between us. We should have a very good bonding. And with this one, may I go very deep into, connect to myself, very deep within, connect to myself. May all the virtues mentioned in the scriptures come and dawn in me. All the virtues mentioned in the scriptures, may they come and dawn in me. Om Apyayantu.
Om Apyayantu.
Mamangani.
Mamangani.
Vakprana.
Vakprana.
Chakshushrotram.
Chakshushrotram.
Athobalam.
Athobalam.
Indriyani cha sarvani.
Indriyani cha sarvani.
Sarvam Brahmo Upanishadam.
Sarvam Brahmo Upanishadam.
Maham Brahma.
Maham Brahma.
Nirakuryam.
Nirakuryam.
Mama Brahma.
Mama Brahma.
Nirakarot.
Anirakarot.
Anirakaranam astu.
Anirakaranam astu.
Anirakaranam me astu.
Anirakaranam me astu.
Tadatmani nirate.
Tadatmani nirate.
Ya Upanishatsu.
Ya Upanishatsu.
Brahmaste.
Brahmaste.
Mayi santu.
Mayi santu.
Te mayi santu.
Te mayi santu.
Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
Very uplifting peace mantra. That purpose of this life talks about health. At the beginning it talks about we need the health. And with this health, we have to connect to ourselves deep within so that the best in us comes out. That's the message of this peace mantra. And yoga also synonym to that one. Yoga means health. Yoga means wellness. Yoga means bringing out the best in us. And yoga, one meaning of yoga means to acquire something which we do not have. To begin with, I may not have a good health. Acquiring the good health is yoga. And yoga means acquire. Acquire means doesn't mean acquire trivial things in life. Go for shopping and keep collecting everything in your house. It is not yoga. It is not called as yoga. Yoga means acquire something brilliant in your life. Something great in your life. Acquire that one. And yoga means acquire something unique, something special, something great in your life, that is called as yoga. And yoga in the Vishnu Sahasranama also talks about yoga, yoga vidam neta. The name of the Lord itself is yoga. Acquire something highest. Acquire that is the ultimate goal of yoga. Acquire him. And acquire something great in your life. Something unique. Not an ordinary collection. some unique collection in your life is called as yoga. And Patanjali Yoga Sutra starts off with Atha Yoga Anushasanam. The Patanjali Yoga Sutra, Sutra itself means a link. Sutra means a thread which connects everything together, and at the end it becomes a beautiful garland. He starts off with this one, Atha Yoga Anushasanam. And Atha, first word, is common in all the languages. First in English it starts with A and alpha, beta, theta, it starts with that one. In Indian language, it starts with that one. It starts with Atha. Means when we see something great, something wonder, we say, what a wonder. It's a wonder, something marvelous when we see, we say, indicates a wonder. And he is the greatest of the wonders, is that one. All-pervading principle is the greatest of the wonders. He is a wonder even to the greatest people. He is the greatest of the wonders. Tatha. Tatha means one who pervades everywhere. He is the greatest of the wonders. Atha yoga. That yoga, acquiring that one. To acquire that greatest of the wonders, who pervades everywhere, to acquire that one, Anushasanam. Let us get committed in this one. We need commitment. Without sincerity, without 100% commitment to this one, we won't get that one. Many people say, can we have class, why every week, can we have it alternate weeks? In winter months, can we do it in the afternoon? And some people say, I'm early morning, I have previous night, I have parties, and in the evening, I have parties, and between 11 to 12, I'm free. Can we have a yoga class? And this type of commitment, one cannot aspire to get that one, something unique, something special, and something great, brilliant. To get that one, one should pour in 100% commitment. Atha, let us be fully committed. That is the first sutra Patanjali talks about. And why that, let us get committed. And Chitta Vritti Nirodaha, he talks about Chitta Vritti. To get that one, that when you have that commitment, your mind gets focused. You get ekagrata, you get focused. Day in and day out, you start thinking about that one. How to get that one? Chitta Vritti Nirodha. And start thinking about only that one, not about the trivial things. And think, when you are so committed, mind gets concentrated. You start focusing on that one. When it happens, what happens? Tada drashtu swarupe avasthanam. When you're so committed to that one, you start abiding in yourself. You start establishing within yourself. You get settled within yourself. And if I do not get settled, that when you're so committed, you go deep within, and you start seeing the beauty within. You start establishing within. You start getting grounded. And you see when you go deep, connect deep within, the best in you comes out. To get the best in you comes out, and when you're so committed, when the mind is so focused, you start going deep within, establishing within. You start getting established within. And you are not shaken by trivial things. When you start, go deep within, start tapping into the core of your personality, you start realizing the beauty within. When I do not get established within myself, what happens? Patanjali says, vritti sarupyam itaresham. When I do not get connected, tuned to myself, when I do not become myself, mind gets connected with other things, outer things. Vritti sarupya itaresham. I get tuned to other side. What that person is doing, what this rock star is doing, what this celebrity is doing, what this media is saying, what is happening in the world, I start tuning myself into trivial things, which is of no value for my progress. My mind gets scattered in trivial things. Vritti sarupyam itaresham. It says previously, go and connect yourself. Establish within yourself. Be comfortable within. And get established. Connect to yourself. See the beauty. When you are established within, then the beauty in you comes out. When the beauty comes out, the inner unfoldment happens, the best in you comes out. And last week we were in Cambodia, it's Angkor Wat. We went Angkor Wat. It has a history from around 800 AD up to 1300 AD. Lines of kings from South India, they traveled and they established the temple. It's an engineering marvel. It is, the temple is built on 16.2 hectares, and 16 hectares, 1 hectare is about 100 acres. It's a 16 hectare land built on a very loose soil. And if you build a house here, and within 1 month there is a crack in the soil, in the ground, crack in the wall, and builder says, sorry, what can we do? Ground is moving. And there, they built the temple on a loose soil. They stabilized the soil and by having a moat around the temple. Water is around that one, so that the soil is settled. They brought the rocks from miles away on the elephants and on the river, on the boat. They bought that one. That built 1000 years back, 1300 AD, it was completed. And still that temple, parts of the temple is very strong. And people from across the world, it's millions of people visit every year to see that engineering marvel. How it stood that time, that how that construction, engineering, that many earth movement, still building is not collapsed. How the joints are made, it's not the cement. How they put laid the rock over the rock without moving that one. It's an engineering marvel. To do that one, those kings, though parts of the temples are in ruin because of the external aggression or apathy from the local people or it's a natural calamities, though it is partly in ruin, that the vision of the king and the engineers who worked towards that one to make it a great, and people who worked towards that one, and while working, the best in them would have come out. Otherwise, they would not have committed for generations to build that temple. So much of commitment has gone within, then only that when they are so focused, so committed, the best in them came out, resulted in that Angkor Wat temple, that ancient Vishnu temple. It's a Vishnu temple. Later on it became a Buddhist also. It's a Buddhist temple. And now, after 1000 years also, we are celebrating their lives. We're celebrating the lives of that great kings, great engineers, great workers who worked on that one, we are still celebrating after 1,000 years. That is yoga. Yoga means not that many people, they say, my purpose of my life is to make lots of money. Money is not the purpose of life. Life, purpose of life is to unfold, unleash the best in you. Money is only a byproduct. And if you go your attention only on the money, and your life gets wasted. And vritti sarupyam itaresham, if mind is not so focused on trivial things, another life has got wasted. And it says, Patanjali, it says, the life is very precious. You should make sure that best in you should come out and inner unfoldment should happen. Best should come out, then the purpose of your life is achieved. Yoga trains us towards that one. Make us, yoga's purpose is to make us great. You are a special person, best in you should come out, you should become a great person. That is the purpose of yoga. Yoga means to acquire something great so that you become a great, so that your life is celebrated even after you depart. That is the message of yoga. Lie down on your back.